Hey folks, on this episode of This Week in Photo, it's your Black Friday and holiday gift buying guide. I'm joined by two people who know their way around the photography industry and are going to be recommending a couple of toys that you can buy for your significant other. This is Twit. All right, welcome back to This Week in Photo. Today, it's Alexandra Nikki is finally on This Week in Photo, as is Gary Martin, again, a return to the fold. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. How's it going?
It's going
doing
great.
Well.
It's going
doing
great. Fun. Gary, I want to start with you, man. This is a hell week for you, right? Because you guys are burning on all cylinders over there.
No, yeah, it's absolutely hell quarter. And thanks for having me back, first of all. I like how you call her Alexandra too. That's so formal.
That's so cool. It's royal.
It sounds like she's in trouble a little bit.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in trouble.
Cool. So, but Gary, you are RGG EDU. You are part of the duo that launched that brand and are doing cool stuff over there. And we were kind of saying it tongue in cheek, but this is an important week/quarter for you guys and most e-commerce businesses out there, right? So you guys have got some stuff going on that we're going to talk about later in the show. Hopefully your crew over there is surviving you through this quarter, right?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a fun time to be in photography education. You know, we work with a lot of really great instructors, a lot of really great photographers, and we put a lot into every production. So when an opportunity like this comes around, when every camera company, every camera accessory company has this sort of deal, it really challenges us to come up with something that allows us to stand above and beyond the rest of the noise. Yeah. And you know, we're able to have a bigger sale because our product is digital. So on the one hand, we want to uphold our brand standards of a top quality product and not cheapen it with, you know, a huge deal. So Black Friday, it's always been an interesting argument at our company of what we should do and how we should do it. So, you know, one of the things we do is partner with a lot of other brands and put a package together that gives photographers a whole suite of tools that they get for free during Black Friday. So that's what we've been doing for the past few years, and everyone responds really well to it.
We said during the interview that we did the discussion, you guys, not to dive too deeply into it, but you sort of glossed over it. So I'm going to emphasize that RGG EDU has a different ethos when it comes to creating tutorials. And you coming from a sort of documentary filmmaking background, and Rob coming from the commercial photography space, joining forces to create something that is different than your average screencast tutorial, right?
Yeah. You know, we put a lot of effort into it. I always kind of describe it as if David Fincher made a baby with Lynda.com, that's who I aspire to be.
That baby?
I aspire to be that baby.
You know, you got to have goals, man.
But, you know, it's hard to shoot. It's hard to shoot video. Like everyone says that, you know, if you look at photography, if you want to do video, you just add a zero to your budget. And that really is the case, because it takes so many people to come together to take a story or a narrative and to turn that into something that's saleable or something that's entertaining.
Yeah.
And we try and mix entertainment with education in a cinematic way. And we only try and work with working pros in the industry. And that for us is another way to differentiate, you know, our product from the rest of the kind of YouTube education out there. And, you know, we celebrate the YouTube education. We think that that's great. It's a great place to start. But if you really want to go further and you really want to get into the mind of the people that you aspire to be, the working pros in the industry that are, you know, making the best imagery out there, then, you know, that's who we want to work with. And we want our product to reflect the quality of the photography that they do at the same time. So for us, you know, it's a lot harder. It's a lot more expensive. It takes a lot longer to shoot something like a film and then to edit that into a tutorial and then to launch it like a product. But we love every minute of it, and we're really happy at where we're at and, you know, 4 years into this company.
That's cool, man. Well, welcome to the show. I'm looking forward to hearing what the toys are that you're going to be sharing with us as we go on with the show. So and the painful discounts that you have placed on your premium product.
Yeah.
So also on the show, Alexandra Nikki is here, coming to us from Brooklyn, New York. Also the leader of Resource Magazine and a couple of other efforts. So before we dive into your picks, Alex, tell us a little bit about you. And you've been on the show before, but refresh our memory.
Yeah, I mean, most people know me from Resource Magazine. Originally a high-end, like, you know, commercial production publication, but now we've evolved into really just a creators media outlet where we went from print to now fully digital. So yeah, I mean, we talk to creators of all kinds, whether you're a photographer or a YouTuber or a director for movies. It's the whole gamut.
That's cool. And you have on Resource Magazine, you guys have published a sort of gift giving guide already, right? So we can talk about that a little bit and see some of the stuff that you guys are recommending. Well, guys, before we continue with the show, we actually have a little bit of news. So I want to thank our sponsor for this week's episode. This is our first time coming on This Week in Photo, and that's our friends over at Datacolor. Datacolor sponsors this episode of TWIP. Datacolor is that company that creates tools like the Spider to allow you to get more of a WYSIWYG or accurate color rendition of your prints or otherwise. That's what's in your mind's eye. I know Gary probably uses something similar to these sort of color calibration targets, and most professional photographers do that to sort of match as close as possible what you see on the wall or in a magazine or in the client's mind's eye to what you're capturing and producing. So they're the professional sort of conduit between the photographer and correct color. So that's Datacolor. They're sponsoring TWIP, and we thank them for their support. And moving on. So like I said, this episode, there's two things I want to cover in this episode, guys. So there's the holiday gift guide. So I don't want to make it a comprehensive guide. I just want some tips from both of you on what people can buy for photographers or what photographers can buy for themselves that won't destroy the bank, you know, and may add to their knowledge of photography or capability to create that photography. And then secondly, I want to dive into Black Friday and talking these things kind of overlap, obviously, but I want to dive into some of the bigger sales that you guys have seen that are going on that are more impactful that photographers may not have heard of. So Alex, I'm going to start with you. So in terms of gift ideas, what's your first gift idea that people should be sort of keeping their eye on?
So, I mean, as you said, they definitely cross over. I mean, my first thing is just essentials. The reason this came to mind is because actually the B&H Black Friday deal covers a lot of essentials. You know, there's a GoPro on there, which I think it's like $70 off. Mm-hmm. You know, just a lot of, like, you know, not massive sales, but all, you know, discounts across the board on things that you would, you know, want in your closet. So that's a big one for me. I think if you know, just going to B&H, like online or actually at the store, like either way, you're going to hit some good deals. And even if you miss Black Friday, it's a good starting point.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. There's a ton of things. And I thought a lot about this episode in terms of what I might recommend. And there's so much stuff out there that's most of it's discounted for Black Friday, but there's so many different little knickknacks. And I came up with some interesting little things, or one interesting little thing I want to throw out there. You guys may not know about this. I had to buy a wagon, so I had to carry stuff from point A to point B. We're heading to the beach. I needed more carrying capacity than I had capacity. So I go to the sporting goods store here we have on the West Coast called Dick's Sporting Goods. So I go in there. I'm looking for the wagon, and they have these cool collapsible sort of Terminator technology or Transformer technology stroller-esque like wagons that fold out and let you take things stuff. And you know, I was looking at them on the wall, like, how come photographers don't know about these, and how come these aren't in camera stores for like $300 or $400 more, right? So then I get up closer and I look at the price, and I'm expecting, like, you know, $500, $400 for this thing. It looks well-made, steel, rubber wheels, you know, you can throw it in your trunk or expand it. $79 And so I'm like, okay. So I get on Amazon, I look for collapsible stroller or no, collapsible wagon. Then that's the search term I use, collapsible wagon on Amazon. And boom, apparently there's an entire genre and subculture of collapsible wagons out there. And all of them are like, you know, under $200. So that's one of my tips, is to go check that out. If you have a photographer in your life that travels around a lot or needs to carry gear from point A to point B and is making multiple trips from the car to wherever, give them one of these things, put a bow on it, and you're the hero. Right? So Gary, let's switch over to you, man. What are some gift tips that you have for photographers this time around?
Yeah. All right. So the first one is, it's called the Storyboard Notebook. And I am in no way sponsored by this company, but they popped up on my Facebook newsfeed, and it's a company called Plot Devices. Hmm. But basically it's this entire notebook. And for me, like, this might translate into photography a lot, but you probably can't see this.
Yeah, I can see it a little bit. Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's much better.
So it's all 16x9 and it's all storyboard ideas. So you can just kind of like jot your ideas down. And for me, like, I kind of have been thinking in 16x9 since we shoot everything in that ratio. But I gave this to all of my production staff, all of our shooters and our directors, because so many of our ideas and so many of the things that we want to shoot is best conveyed by just like a simple drawing. So we found ourselves always kind of drawing on like notepads or like throwing things around just on sketch paper. But this company, it's like super cheap. It's like, I think it was like 10 bucks. And I got like a pack of six of these.
Nice.
But the Storyboard Notebook would be my my first recommendation. A little different than gear, a little different than like cameras and lenses, which is kind of normal. But these things have been...
That's brilliant. I'm gonna order a set of those for me. So Storyboard Notebook. Effing great. Got it. Okay.
Effing great. It wouldn't be a podcast if Gary was cussing.
I love it. Gary's expletives will increase as the beer goes down. So Alex.
Hey, we're very tame today.
Yeah, I know. You guys are like, you know, I'm impressed. You guys are keeping the dragon chained up. Alex, what's your second pick?
All right. Have you guys heard of this device called Mevo? It's Mevo, Mevo Plus. This particular podcast is not being recorded live, but you've done like plenty of live episodes, right? Yeah. So this is actually to help stream live video content. I mean, it's actually also going through a Black Friday deal. It's like $100 off, I think, just the Mevo Pro. And then there's a whole bundle that I think it's $200 off.
But and these are streaming video cameras that connect. Yeah. And it just, yeah, you know, I think I've seen these before. These are like little white and red things that shoot, and then you can do switching through your iPhone and all that. Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the technical details so much of it, but it's, I mean, the concept's cool because it's basically just facilitating the output, you know. So it's actually the camera and the device, but then you can output to, you know, all of the live streaming outlets at once. So you don't have to just be on Facebook or one particular outlet. You can actually, it'll help
sort of syndicate it out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's what I understand. Either way, it's worth checking out. It's on sale, I think, probably starting now, but definitely, you know, for Black Friday. Also on our post. So any details I leave out, you could just go to resource and read the Black Friday post. Everything is there.
That's cool. And we'll direct people there as well. That's a good roundup. So
yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. So my next one is, cause I'm all about that online education. Thank you, Gary, for creating online education. But one of the other bookmarked schools that I have at my bar is, masterclass.com. I don't know if those guys are running any promos or anything right now, but they're, I'm a big fan of the celebrity sort of, hey, I made it doing this thing and I'm going to show you how I do that thing, whether it be, you know, cooking or writing or whatever, you know. So I would definitely check that out.
They're doing so many things that we love and that we we look to for inspiration, for sure. Like, they work with the best people. Mm-hmm. The Annie Leibovitz was really well produced, and it, the thing about Masterclass is, like, you get to spend a few hours in that person's kind of presence, right? Yeah. It's not always that they're teaching you how to set up lights and where, whatever that might be, but, like, you get to spend 4 hours with Annie Leibovitz and, like, hear from her in a way that is totally not like you're used to seeing her. So, yeah. I mean, for the value that they bring to the table on, you know, I think it's like $100 a year, $120 a year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's totally worth it now that they're on the subscription, you know, platform, and that's like, you can just spend that much and have access to all of these people.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to complain about that, I get it. Like, you can have a critique, but, like, just calm down. Like, you get to spend 4 hours with Annie Leibovitz. Like, what is she going to teach you? Like, what does she really want to teach? Like, it's great. It's totally worth it. But yeah. Shout out to online, education.
Shout out to online education. And I say that from a position of, I think, a different kind of authority, because I was the chairman of the board for Brooks Institute, who was a brick and mortar school. And, you know, there was a lot of contributing factors to the demise of Brooks, some self-inflicted, most of them self-inflicted. But the biggest self-infliction was not moving fast enough. I mean, they were literally right up the street from lynda.com, and Lynda, in my opinion, I said this in board meetings, basically stole their lunch, right? So they could have been the lynda.com. It could have just been Brooks, you know, that sort of owned the online education space, branched out of photography like Lynda did, and, you know, did all these other sort of things. But they were a victim of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it mentality. Yeah. And that was the ultimate cause of their demise. So yeah, and online, clearly, much better for, in terms of people in every corner of the world that have internet access, being able to get a really good education or get excited about a certain kind of thing, right? Photography or otherwise. So Gary, what's your next pick?
All right. So my second one is actually something I learned from you, Frederick. So I've been shooting Fuji Instax for 4 or 5 years, and we actually have a wall here that has right around 1,000 Instax from, you know, all of our events and just traveling around the world. One of the things I hate about that Fuji Instax is having to always carry it around, because it's kind of a big, device.
It's not pretty. Yeah.
And, down in the Bahamas, you had that Fuji Instax Share SP2.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
I had the SP1. Yeah. The old one.
Okay, that was the old one. All right, so yeah. the SP2 I bought right when we got back from Puerto Rico, and it allows you just to print on the same film and have, you know, all of the Instax from your camera. So, like, you can go out, shoot everything you want, and then print it on the Instax. So definitely start printing your work. I think a lot of photographers get in the habit of not printing anything. And then, unfortunately, they get to the point of, I lost all my work, and then now it's gone forever. So print your work, and I think the Instax is, like, the perfect size and the perfect format to print on.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The Fujifilm, I think Adorama has it right now for, I think, 25% off, so you can get it for about $100 if you search.
It's so worth it. Those little things are so cool. And the one cool thing that I found out just recently, maybe even after Puerto Rico, was if you have a Fuji camera, you can print directly to the Instax, from the camera. You don't need to go into your phone to go out. You just go, it just sees it, and there's a printer, make a print. So yeah. Huh.
That's cool.
Gary's about to spend some money. Look out. I see the new tab opened up over there.
Son of a.
All right, cool. So we made it around the world again. All right, let's go for the last and final pick before we move on to Black Friday suggestions for the second half of the show. Alex, right. you want to go first?
Yeah, but you're going to laugh because you opened with this, and I didn't realize you were going to do that, and Data Colors sponsoring. But they were on my list for the Spider and the Spider 5 and the Spider 5 Elite. So, I mean, just both great devices. I mean, I know from being in publishing that what you see on your screen unless it's calibrated and accurate, is not going to be what is output, no matter how you, you know, put it out, like through any professional printer. I mean, also having advertisers and people in the commercial field, like if you're not color correcting your screen, you're going to screw something up.
Yeah.
So it's also on sale, $50 off the Spider 5 and $100 off the Spider 5 Elite. So
very cool. I'm sure they'd be happy you mentioned that in the show. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit about that color stuff, though, especially since I have both of you guys on that understand color. We've done over the years, I think we've done at least half a dozen shows that were focused on color from various tangents. Like when Apple introduced True Color into the phones, you know, there was a whole controversy about, you know, it's changing the color. You're never going to get accurate color if it keeps changing the equation on you. But then it's gone on and on from several different tangents. So I want to talk to you guys about that. And Gary, I want to ask you first. So on the topic of getting good color out of your computer, quote, good color, is it possible? That's the pointed question that we always ask in the show. Is it possible to get accurate color so that what you see on your screen is what's on the wall in the client's office or on a billboard or whatever? Do you think it's even, is it, or are we chasing the horizon?
No, it's absolutely possible. And it's super simple. You get one of these devices, you set it up, you follow the instructions, and you're there. Like,
you're simplifying it, but if you dive a level deeper into that, then the question then becomes, all right, what is, like, red, right? What is the color red? If, like, what I see as red might be different than what you guys see as red, might be different than what my computer thinks is red, might be different than, you know, where the final print is going to live. I'm going to hang it on your brick wall behind you with that lighting. That red is no longer the red that I thought it was going to be. So how do you, that's what I mean by chasing the horizon. The devices like the Spider allow us to get in there and get the best possible that we can get. But considering our biology, can we get there? I don't know.
Honestly, I've kind of given up on that. And I also think it's a fool's errand. Like, yeah, this device has completely changed everything. And I didn't start thinking about that until Eric Almas, I asked him that question. And he said, yeah, I don't worry about calibrating anything. Everything is on the iMac. So I use the iMac and everything ends up on the phone. So, like, traditionally, you calibrated because the print would always be so different and printing was all over the place. But now who's printing anything? I mean, you know, Resource Magazine just went full digital.
Yeah.
Why does it really matter if you're not a print house? Everything that you're doing for the most part is going to end up online viewed on this little mobile device. You don't calibrate these.
Yeah.
Do you? Like, you're editing on a MacBook Pro or an iMac. And they're being viewed on this. So yeah. Why does it even matter?
Well, it's the online audience. I think you hit it right in the head. Calibration for the online audience is a fool's errand for the most part. Alex, you're coming from a different perspective, you know, having had many years dealing with print and press checks and all that magic stuff, and being a stylist and doing all that magic. How do you come at this? Like when Resource was doing print and it was critical to match color for advertisers, et cetera, was it a fool's errand, or were you chasing the horizon, or was it possible to get close?
Well, it's necessary.
Yeah.
Because in the commercial world, it's like if a commercial client's output is, you know, print in any form, even if it's, you know, like a magazine or for like mailers or catalog or anything, whatever it's going to be, it's still very important because printing, as Gary said, is definitely like the biggest wild card. So those two worlds align. It's basically bringing this digital world into the real world and making sure that they're, you know, aligned. If you're keeping it in the digital world, yeah, definitely a different situation. Like I wouldn't see the purpose for that. If it's going from, you know, an iMac, you know, your camera to an iMac to an iPhone or, you know, something along those lines. Yeah. Speaking of color, actually, I would have added this to my list, but you mentioned it and I kind of forgot. But, I mean, the iPad is phenomenal. Like the color on the screen is just mind-blowing. Like the Retina screen, isn't it? And the audio on it now. I mean,
it's crazy. Four speakers. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just such a powerful tool. I mean, in terms of holiday ideas, like, yeah, get someone a damn iPad because this thing is incredible.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it, and I've only had it a day and a half or so, and it's all set up now finally, so I can start using it. I got the little keyboard with it too, and but I didn't get the pen yet. I didn't get the pencil yet. So I'm thinking Santa's gonna bring me the pencil. So I'm holding off on that.
Pencil. This is the most well-designed, like, stylus of any sort. It, like, just magnetically latches onto the side.
It's I saw that. The reason I didn't get into storage, to be honest, was I have the first iPad Pro and a pen or the pencil, whatever, and I can count on one hand how many times I use that thing. So I'm like, do I really need that? It's another $150, so do I really need that?
Yeah.
So, no, I didn't get it. Gary, do you do any work on a tablet or anything? Or are you... You look like you might be too cool for tablet computing.
No, I tried to get into it, but it was just one of those things where I had a tablet that was slightly bigger than my iPhone, and it was like keeping everything charged and updated. I've completely abandoned the iPad at this point.
Wow. And your iPhone and traditional computer. Yeah.
But I'm also not editing photos. I'm strictly video. So for me, that doesn't make sense. And for me, I'm in my email. I probably have 9 different email addresses that I'm managing at any given time. So I'm strictly texting, email, research, communication. So for me, iPhone makes sense. But I can see how the iPad Pro, and I have a lot of friends that use the iPad Pro that – it just changed their whole life, and they actually got rid of their MacBook Pro because of it.
Yeah.
So to them, good on you.
I don't see, honestly, I don't see that happening. I have a MacBook Pro and I do this kind of stuff on it. I'm on it right now. And I have the tablet and a phone, right? So these three things serve different rules. I get the whole charging issue. That is a thing, especially if you're using the watch too. So 4 things to charge every night. But I use the phone for messaging and instant communications and keeping up and all that kind of instant need to do it right now stuff. And then the tablet is more of a consumption device. I use it for studying, for reading, for watching tutorials, because I can take it anywhere and it just sits right up and it's good. Where the iPhone screen is big, it's a max, right? But the screen is big, but it's not big enough to like watch a movie on it. So that's what I use that for. And then, so there's 3 things covered: instant sort of consumption of content and then creation of content on the proper computer. So who knows, maybe it'll merge into one type, Surface Mac type computer, and then I won't have to, but until then.
Actually, speaking of Apple products, I've been testing the Mac Mini and it's pretty impressive because, it's not a crazy machine, but what it is, it's like you can actually stack them. So you can get multiple Mac Minis. Each one is I think maxes out at 2 terabytes. But anytime you need a stronger machine, more storage, you can stack them, combine them. And when you're actually batching out work to output, you can, the software will actually break up the tasks. So if you're putting out multiple files or exporting a huge movie or, whatever it is, it's going to actually work much faster and split it up into like basically your little Mac Mini army.
It's like a server, a rack server kind of environment where like Apple and iTunes, right? As they need more capacity, you just put another one in the rack and they got it going, right?
Yeah, exactly. I believe it's $7.99. I don't know if Apple has any Black Friday deals, but I think it's $7.99 for Mac Mini. So it's not, it's a very reasonable price. Instead of buying an entirely new, crazy like tower computer, iMac Pro or, anything, you could just actually keep adding to the stack and build a supercomputer. There's actually a photo in the keynote of, I don't know which place this was, but it was a room with just shelves and shelves and shelves of Mac Minis.
Yeah. I've seen that. I wonder if that's what Apple is actually using to, and part of their server farm for, you know, iCloud and the iTunes Music Store and all that stuff. I mean, it would make sense for them to eat their own dog food, right? So.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I wonder. Are you guys, Gary? You guys server based over there? You have a rack sort of room in the back over there?
We're on the G rack.
Okay, the G rack
made by G Drive. Yeah.
Oh, ain't nothing but a G thing. I had to get that in there. All right.
Yeah, no, it's made by G Technology. We have all of that run downstairs, and like I think it's like 100-something terabyte G rack. Off 2 Mac minis that run it, and then that goes through Cat 6e all to 6 different iMac Pros that all the editors work off. So it's live editing. They can all work on the same files super fast. We love it.
That's cool.
G Technology is one of our partners, and it allowed us to stop working with like local drives of everyone copying onto a local drive and then, you know, constantly moving files around back and forth.
Yeah.
And it's just one, you know, backed up RAID system that's super fast that everyone can access the same files at the same time.
That sounds like a dream. That's cool. Very cool. All right, guys. I think that's it for our gift ideas. Is there anything else you guys want to throw in there before we move on to the Black Friday?
So my last gift idea is a new lighting kit that came out that Westcott put out that is perfect, I think, for photographers, but also for, videographers, cinematographers. It's called the Westcott Flex Cine RGBW, and it comes in different sizes, but essentially, it is flicker free. I think it shoots up to 960 frames per second flicker free.
Mm-hmm.
It's got every single color into it, so you can forget about having gels. The whole thing is programmable. It's super thin, right? So Westcott's been making these kind of light panels for a while that are almost Velcro. So it's that style. So you can literally put it anywhere and travel with it. Not worry about, you know, we've been shooting on the old Fresnels that are the huge, heavy, fragile, expensive lighting kits that are super hot. You know how many times I've burnt my hands on that light?
Yeah. They can heat up a whole room, right?
Yeah, right. It heats the whole room up. So Westcott came out with these new lights that are pretty much the closest, and it's the closest thing you get to an RA Sky panel without having to spend those lights are like $25,000.
Jeez.
So Westcott's, it's super affordable for what you get. But we recently switched to the Cine RGBW matte kit, and like the whole thing breaks down into like just a little case. You can use it for photography or video, and every single color temperature is built right into it, and it's flicker free. So you can shoot 120, 240 and not have to worry about that flickering effect that you get from a lot of different lights that aren't powerful enough to do that. So that's my last thing, because lighting is what makes photography good. It's not the camera. It can't be the camera, but most likely it's the lighting that you choose. So crafting that light with this new kit is
cool.
Invest in your lights.
Make sure you give me a link to that. I'll put that in the blog post for this.
Sure.
All right. Before we continue, I want to thank our sponsor for this episode of This Week in Photo, and that's our friends at Datacolor. This episode of This Week in Photo is brought to you by Datacolor. You can check out the latest offerings from Datacolor, including the Spider line, at twip.pro/datacolor. That's twip.pro/datacolor. So what is Datacolor? Basically, Datacolor is committed to helping photographers get what they see on their computers or on their devices to be accurate to what they see on the wall or in the final output. So basically color matching. And it's sort of been the holy grail for photographers since the advent of color printing and going from, you know, let's even say film to the wall or to the printed page, trying to get what you saw as a photographer in your mind's eye to match what the printed output is, has been sort of that, you know, we like to say that slippery pig. But enter companies like Datacolor. Datacolor specifically has been a leader in helping photographers do just that or fix that problem. And that's taking what you see on the screen, the colors that you see on the screen, and matching them to the output. Now, as Gary said earlier in this episode, sure, a lot of devices, you're never going to get it right, especially with true tone displays on iOS devices and the fact that those devices do a good job of correcting. But that's not the only market in the world. The other market is professional level use, where you've got stuff that needs to be printed correctly, whether it be a wedding album or a magazine or a billboard or whatever. If it's something that doesn't necessarily need to be on the screen, or even if it does need to be on the screen, you want to make sure you have the exact color that represents what you saw when you shot the thing, or more importantly, what the client is expecting. So check them out. Once again, twip.pro/datacolor will take you to the website that has all the listings of all the Datacolor products, including the Spider line of products, which I've used for years. Okay. All right. That's it. On with the show. All right, folks, we are back. It is time for the Black Friday finds segment of the show. There's a bunch of stuff floating around out there. And I want to hear first, Gary, I want to hear from you. Because I'm looking in the show notes, and you know, when I first, you know, truth be told, when I first saw your notes in here, I was like, Gary's just gonna talk about RGG stuff. And then I looked closer, you guys are like giving away the farm for a few days.
Yeah,
like seriously. And I'm not just saying that because I'm your friend. I'm like, how are they doing that? Because I know how, you know, we've discussed in that interview that we did how much effort and time and money you put into these productions, and now you're slashing them, but at least just for a short time, but you're slashing them. So take us through it and what you're doing and how you're able to do that.
Yeah. So we have over 35 productions or courses that you can take at rggedu.com, and everything is half off. So 50% hard marked on the website right now. And if you do have a coupon from a previous purchase, you can use that on top of that, so you can stack these discounts. But the coolest thing that we've been kind of cooking on the back burner for the past few months is our photography business bundle. So we partnered with Picker, Image Rights, Photo Shelter, Prepro, Format.com, and Backblaze. And every single one of these companies donated an entire year subscription to their website, to their service. All in all, it ends up to be about $1,800 if you were to go subscribe and buy those individually. So incredible value, and you get that completely for free with the purchase of any tutorial. So just about any purchase that you make on rggedu.com through Cyber Monday, you'll get that as well. And then we partnered with Adorama and a few other companies, G Technology. We partnered with Benro, Tenba, Spiffy Gear, Westcott, Seconic. They all donated a ton of gear, and we're giving away $25,000 worth of gear, and it's free to enter. So you can go to our website right now, blackfriday.rggedu.com. That's our kind of landing page. And you can enter for free, or you get more chances to win this package. It's $25,000 worth of gear, three different prizes. So 12 people will win this. So if you buy two tutorials, you get 25 additional entries. If you buy up to six tutorials, you get 1,000 additional entries. So right now it's a perfect time if you want to stack up on a lot of photography education from some of the great working pros in the industry and, you know, have a chance to win a whole new kit of pretty freaking awesome gear.
That's crazy. So,
it's kind of a combination of just we completely just tried to overload the deal and make it an awesome holiday.
You literally stacked it. You stacked it. So the URL where all that stuff is at Black Friday. Where is it? What's the URL again?
Yeah, I mean, you can go to our homepage, rggedu.com. Yeah. There's a specific subdomain landing page, blackfriday.rggedu.com. That explains everything, and that's where you can enter the contest. That's where you can learn about what our deal is, which is valid through Monday night. So
that's killer.
Yeah,
that's killer.
Yeah,
and that's what you get. So that's what you've been working on. That's why you've been pulling out your hair, and you got to wear that hat, right? I understand.
Hey, Harvey. Yes, thank you for reminding me, Brethren.
Hey, man, Freddie, you know.
your hairline's looking pretty good.
You'll be here. Hey, but it used to be down here. I'm just saying. it's damn retreating. It. It's retreating.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it because I just shave it off when I'm done with it. So. Cool. All right. So that was good. So congratulations on that, man. So I'll recap thanks. All that in the post for this. And that's good. So I want to make sure that folks know that they can go to your website to check out the details of that, because 1,000 entries, so they can get up to 1,000 entries into that $25,000 worth of gear giveaway.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. So, and all the details will be on your site. Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Alex, what about you? Black Friday's coming up. Where should people go buy stuff at?
Well, I figure holidays like and sales like Black Friday sales are a great opportunity to actually make that jump and switch, camera systems if you so choose. A lot of people are hopping on the Sony train these days, but here's a great opportunity to do that. They have a massive sale. It's $1,000 off the A9.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly if it's all retailers. I don't believe it's all retailers, but probably major retailers will have this deal. So that's a huge one. You know, I think it might be a kit. So possibly, I don't want to say for sure, but I believe that it has a lens included. But that's taking it from like 4,500 roughly to like 3,500.
Yeah, and that's $1,000. Yeah, and they'll, is this a like a through December sale? Do you know, or is it just Black Friday or through Cyber Monday?
I think it's actually active right now. So you can go right cool. now, but it's at least Black Friday.
Okay,
all the details are on that post.
Yeah,
I don't want to misguide you.
Oh, so this is on that post too. Cool, perfect,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, what's your number two?
My number two. So Dugal, like I feel like, you know, like I was saying, it's a great opportunity to do things like switch camera systems or maybe print things, you know, that normally might be a little bit pricey for you to do. You know, it's just like just a good opening. So Dugal actually has a 25% off sale. Their code. I have the code. If you want it,
yeah.
It's a 25 thanks 18, and it's literally 25% off everything.
Wow.
So pretty damn good.
That is cool. All right. 25 thanks 18, 25% everything off everything on the site. Cool.
That's right.
And you got one more. Speaking of online education, what's your third one?
So Creative Life, it's actually 60% off all of their classics. So it's, you know, it's a great time to come in. It's, you're really not going to get a discount like that.
Yeah. So that's site wide 60% off
for all the classics.
For all, what's a classic? What is a classic?
So I think it's like everything that's kind of archived, like not the newest,
okay,
things,
so
but,
things that aren't, I mean, sort of active on, not active in terms of like, okay, this is coming out tomorrow with Sue Bryce, or came out last week. This is maybe last year. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
We gotta change that.
You gotta change what?
No, they don't have Sue Bryce anymore. Like,
why? What happened? I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I'll edit this out.
We gotta just redo that part.
She left forever ago.
Yeah, she left forever ago, and not on good terms.
Oh, really? So,
yeah.
Okay, so we'll take that out. That was just me. I'll cut my little piece out of there.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, so we'll pick it up right here. All right, cool. So I've got a couple picks that I want to throw in the mix as well today. So there's a couple cool things that came across my desk just this yesterday. I was talking to the folks over at Panasonic, and they are doing this dealer only thing where the Lumix GX85, which is a 16 megapixel Micro Four Thirds camera that has in-body image stabilization and a couple of other bells and whistles. So that thing with the 12 to 32 millimeter lens is normally $1,000, that bundle. But for, I think, through the end of December, this, it started a couple of days ago as we record this. It is just before Thanksgiving. Through the end of December, this bundle that they just put together goes out, and it's the GX85 with the 12 to 32 lens with an additional 45 to 150 millimeter lens. And they're cutting the price to $499 for the body and those two lenses. And it's available from any retailer. So if you go to Amazon, I'll put a link to the Amazon bundle in the blog post. But any authorized Panasonic retailer, if you tell them I want that GX85 kit or the bundle, they'll know what you're talking about. And $500 later, you're walking around with a body and two lenses. So I think that's pretty cool, especially if it's going to pop. They say it's going to pop back up to $1,000 at the end of December. So if you're at all interested in this stuff, I would go grab that. The second one on my list is on the TWIP School, school.thisweekinphoto.com, which is our little micro education site. There's three tutorials that we have in there: the Podcasting Pro, the Creative Solopreneur, and Photographing the Human Form. With the code BLACK, you will get 60% off of those. So those three. And there may be some other bundling that's going on there that hasn't been launched yet. I don't want to talk about it on the show yet, but you'll see them on the site. But use the code BLACK, and it'll knock that price down by 60%. And then And then the last thing is, if you are a photographer with an email address, you probably heard about that Black Friday deal, or the 5-day deal that happens like a couple times a year. Then it goes away. It's basically this giant flash sale that pops up with all this stuff, like, you know, $60,000 worth of stuff for $99 or whatever. So that thing is gone, obviously, but for the first time this year, this is the first time they've ever done it, they're resurrecting the deal for this weekend, for Black Friday weekend. So if you go to twip.pro, and this is an affiliate link, if you go to twip.pro/5-day-deal, it'll take you over to the bundle, and you'll see all the stuff that you'll get for just a couple dollars, relatively speaking. So definitely go check that out. And those are my sort of Black Friday picks. I think we have made it through the show, ladies and gentlemen. We made it all the way through it. I got to tell you, like, getting, normally I do these shows like the back of my hand. I've done, you know, this is episode 542. So one or two of these episodes I've done. But, you know, for some reason, the gremlins were acting crazy today. I don't know if it was because California is happy because it's raining here or what, but it's, you know, things went a little sideways when I tried to get things going. So this show was slightly askew, but I think it came off good. You know, you guys had some pretty good picks. Gary's giving away the farm, and we got some cool stuff going on. Gary,
I'm not even wearing pants right now.
Yeah, we know.
Me neither.
We know.
Yeah, right?
I was using this right before we started.
This is going to be so much editing. Yeah. Gary, I'm going to experiment with Final Cut's beeping feature on you.
Oh, is this no cussing?
You can cuss if you want. I'm not going to tell you not to cuss.
Are we in a safe environment?
You're fine. You're totally fine. But we'll pick it up here. Give me 1 second. All right, so let's close off the show. Let's start with you, Gary, man. So where, again, reiterate where people can go to take advantage of that, of your Black Friday goodness, and just check out the tutorials you guys have going on over there.
Yeah, you can hit us up at rggedu.com. All of our sale is going to be there. You can research about our tutorials and also a little bit more about the six companies that donated an entire year free of their service, which is equivalent of about $1,800. So that's our doorbuster, and we do have those in limited quantity. Once we get to 10,000, we got to basically shut it off because we only have 10,000 codes. So that'll go until Monday or before then if we run out of codes. But we'll make sure to put that on our website and update it if we do run out and quantities are exceeded. But Frederick, thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for coming on.
I miss your musk, man. You smell so good. You smell so good.
Issey Miyake. That's all I gotta say.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
You know, mixed with my own personal flavor, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So you can put that in your shopping cart too. Issey Miyake, you know, it's a secret weapon. That's almost, yeah, another Black Friday thing. But cool, man. Thank you for coming on. I know it's busy for you guys over there. So thank you for carving out some time to chat with us today. Appreciate it.
I would always, Frederick, always.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear.
Matt says hello to Freddie Pendergrass.
We're not going down that road. On to- That road is closed. Alex, what about you? Thank you for coming on. Where would you like folks to go to like see the stuff that you're doing, Resource Mag is doing, or any of the other projects you have going on?
Yeah. So, I mean, for the this Black Friday post, just go to resourcemagonline.com. I think it's the first post on the page right now, so you can't miss it. But I do have a couple other, businesses going. I mean, one is, Dumbo Media, which is dumbomedia.co. So it's basically a, it's like a media conglomerate and we're, working with you and you and,
nipples just got hard.
Oh, mine too. we also have the Footblogger resource, of course, Creative Live, Photo.net, Cool Hunting, and actually still growing. We have conversations with multiple other media companies, and essentially, you know, the group is already super powerful together. I mean, I love how everyone's working together rather than these like kind of walls of competition in between, you know, sort of relative companies. We're becoming a superpower. It's pretty amazing. But my role and the role of my business partner is to sell ad space and, you know, work with clients and companies to create really effective marketing campaigns now, rather than just throwing money at different outlets. It's really making that money worth your while, you know, just being able to roll out campaigns that are timed better, thought out better, synced better in terms of, you know, the way all of the media companies work together. So hopefully this will be a great future for the way media and brands can work together.
You're like the great uniter, taking all these random fighting factions and uniting them into one superpower, you know, for the advertiser. Exactly. For good.
Yeah. It's a stronger force for everyone.
Mm-hmm. United we stand.
I think that was a Chuck Norris movie. I don't know.
All right, folks, we are we're at the end of another episode of This Week in Photo. Thank you all for downloading or streaming or otherwise consuming this show. We appreciate it. Good luck on your Black Friday purchases. I know I got a couple things that I want to pick up, and Mevo is on the list. Alex, thank you for that. Yeah, lots of cool stuff happening. Make sure you check out rggedu.com as well as Resource Mag for that shopper's buyer's guide. And if you want to keep up with everything This Week in Photo, you can head over to thisweekinphoto.com and you can subscribe to us at thisweekinphoto.com/subscribe. That'll get you all of the content streams that we put out, or you can check us out at twippro.com. That's our community, as well as on YouTube, Twitter, etc. We're all over the place. And that is the end of our show, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to take that lens cap off. This is Twitter.